So here now with resolutions is Michael Nowitzki and Dustin Cater. I'm sorry.
Hello.
Didn't, hi.
Hello, everyone. Okay, I should be unmuted now. Can you hear me, Denise?
Yes, you are. Go
Okay,
on.
awesome. So we will get into resolutions. Before we get into those, I just wanted to get a quick update from you, Denise, in terms of time. Are we doing okay with times in terms of should we read the whole resolutions or should we just read the resolve clauses?
I think we look like we're running behind. But I think the resolutions aren't long, so you can just go ahead and read them because we won't, yeah, we'll be able to get through this.
All right.
So.
Well, we will get right into it then. And Debbie, if you are ready, please read the first resolution.
I just sent her a request on mute. I think she's
Okay,
good.
can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Resolution 2020 number one, regarding the ability of blind Illinoisans to vote independently using vote by mail systems. Whereas the COVID-19 pandemic and fear of exposure have prompted states to expand availability of alternatives to in-person voting, and whereas those efforts in Illinois culminated in the enactment of legislation to increase the ease of voting by means other than in person at one's polling place. And whereas this legislation made virtually no provisions to address the accessibility barriers inherent in completing and signing a printed ballot. And whereas the right to cast a secret ballot independently is protected under the Help America Vote Act and the Americans with Disabilities Act and applies beyond the polling place. And whereas many states, either voluntarily or in compliance with court orders, have implemented systems by which blind people can vote secretly and independently. And whereas the National Federation of the Blind of Illinois, with participation of the National Federation of the Blind, reached out to the governor's office and to the Illinois Board of Elections to address their accessibility shortcomings. And whereas meetings resulted in the board's contracting with Voting Works, a company where through which the more than 100 election authorities in Illinois can submit ballots, which blind persons through an online portal can independently review and complete their ballots for mailing or submission. And whereas, although Illinois law leaves it to each city or county election authority to administer its election, the board has contacted each authority using urging them regarding the necessity of offering an accessible solution and made the proposed solution available for free in an extremely tight deadline. And whereas this proposed solution, while not ideal, is a major step in enhancing the accessibility of the vote by mail process. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the National Federation of the Blind of Illinois in convention assembled this first day of November 2020, that this organization commend the Illinois Board of Elections for its offered assistance to election authorities in meeting their respective obligations to assure that the blind who do not wish to vote at their polling places can still cast a secret ballot independently. And be it further resolved that This organization commend those election authorities who, whether through Voting Works or another solution, offer blind persons an accessible vote-by-mail alternative. And be it further resolved that this organization hold accountable those entities which have failed to adopt an accessible vote-by-mail solution. And be it further resolved that this organization maintain efforts to assure that future Illinois elections conducted through whatever systems are considered take place so that all aspects of the process from registration through alternative ways of voting are accessible via non-visual means.
Thank you, Debbie. Dave Meyer, can you please speak briefly on behalf of this resolution?
I think the resolution speaks for itself, and I move to adopt it.
Thank you. We need a second. Can get a second from the floor.
Marilyn seconds.
All right, Marilyn seconds. If anybody wishes to speak against the resolution, please raise your hand. Otherwise, we will assume that there are no objections and we will deem it approved. All right, the resolution is approved. Dustin, I'll kick it off to you.
Yeah, perfect. All right, we'll have Debbie read resolution 2020-02.
Regarding federal funding of public transportation. Whereas blind people must have efficient, reliable public transportation to achieve full integration into all aspects of community life, and whereas the National Railroad Passenger Corporation, Amtrak, uses federal funds and state funds for a wide range of its operating and capital activities to provide a national system of passenger rail service, including regional service, where several corridors, through several corridors, and service to smaller communities that have no other passenger transportation. And whereas these services include trains that connect communities in Illinois and connect Illinois with other parts of the country. And whereas the Federal Transit Administration, FTA, provides financial and technical assistance to local public transit systems, including fixed route systems, buses, subways, light rail, commuter rail, trolleys, and ferries, as well as on-demand systems. And whereas one of the consequences of the COVID-19 pandemic has been the precipitous drop in ridership, a reduction in ridership of 80 to 90%, and whereas Metra, Chicagoland's commuter rail system, now operates about 60% of its previous weekday service and Sunday schedules on Saturdays. And whereas effective October 1st, Amtrak began to operate its daily long distance trains tri-weekly, and whereas without state funding, sweeping cuts in transportation services likely will occur, and whereas this crisis will have a detrimental impact on the ability of the blind, as well as other people with disabilities, to travel to school, work, doctor's appointments, community meetings, civic events, worship services, and recreational activities. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the National Federation of the Blind of Illinois in convention assembled this first day of November 2020, that this organization strongly urge local and state governments to recognize that mass transit and rail transportation are integral parts of this nation's and state's infrastructure and should be supported by increases in funding.
Thank you, Debbie. I'm going to ask Steve Fistalis to unmute if he would like to speak on behalf. Or did someone just do that? Where did he go?
Steve just raised his hand, so I think Bridget or somebody is sending him.
Yep, I just sent it.
Okay, can you hear me?
Yes.
Thank you. Those of us who have ridden transit or Amtrak in recent months know personally, firsthand, the crisis that we have. The resolution speaks for itself, and if anyone has any questions, the moderator can recognize you. Otherwise, I call the question. The Resolutions Committee, as you know, recommended do pass on this.
We got a motion to pass resolution 2020 or to approve resolution.
Ellen moves the motion.
Ellen gets to move.
Marilyn seconds.
Marilyn gets the second. If we don't have any nay, if you do oppose this resolution for whatever reason, please raise your hand or we'll assume that. It gets all yays. Looks like we got none. Looks like the yays have it. Resolution 2020-02 is approved.
All right, we will move on to resolution 20-03. And Debbie, when you are ready to read it, take it away and then since you're one of the promoters of this resolution, then you can transition into, after you're done reading it, into speaking on its behalf.
Regarding access to educational platforms and materials. Whereas access to the full curriculum is vital for participation in in-person and virtual education settings for all students, and whereas accessibility barriers impede full access to the educational environment for blind and low vision students and for others with print disabilities. And whereas both Section 504 of the Rehabilitation Act of 1973, Section 504, and the Americans with Disabilities Act of 1990, ADA, require schools to provide reasonable accommodations for students with disabilities. And whereas the United States Department of Justice, USDOJ, and the United States Department of Education, USDOE, issued a joint Dear Colleagues letter, DCL, on June 29th, 2010, noting that individuals with disabilities must be provided with the same aids, benefits, or services that provide an educational opportunity to achieve the same result on the same level of achievement as others. And whereas on November 12, 2014, the USDOJ and the USDOE issued a joint DCL stating that students with disabilities, like all students, must be provided with opportunity to fully participate in our public schools, and that a critical aspect of participation is communication with others. And whereas in September 2017 and on March 12, 2020, the USDOE unequivocally reminded school districts that students with disabilities retain full rights to educational opportunities, including access to a free appropriate public education, FAPE, whenever school districts provide any educational opportunities to non-disabled students. And whereas many school districts in Illinois have ignored their longstanding accessibility obligations to blind and low vision students, purchasing and implementing educational technologies that are only partially accessible to these students or are not accessible at all. And whereas, and despite clear guidance from the US DOE, the shift to part-time or full-time remote instruction in many Illinois school districts due to the COVID-19 pandemic has heightened learning barriers for blind and low vision students. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the National Federation of the Blind of Illinois in convention assembled this first day of November 2020, that this organization call upon the Illinois State Board of Education and school districts throughout the state to purchase and implement the use of educational materials that are fully accessible to blind and low vision students. And be it further resolved that these entities be encouraged to consult with the National Federation of the Blind and the National Federation of the Blind of Illinois for recommendations about the purchase and implementation of fully accessible materials. So to give you some background about this, I worked with Carlton Walker, our National Organization of Parents of Blind Children president, on this legislation. And it's attempting to address problems that are occurring everywhere throughout the United States, and of course in Illinois in particular, is our concern, having to do with accessible materials. Since students now are virtual in most of the state, at least part of the time, and in many places full time, their need to have full access to all of the curriculum and class activities on these virtual platforms is essential. And while some of the platforms that are being used are largely or almost completely accessible, there are still some that are being used widely in the state that are not. In fact, the teachers who spoke yesterday in the morning mentioned the use of a program called Seesaw, which, according to Ms. Walker, is really not accessible, and it's being widely used in Illinois. So this is going to be an ongoing issue, and we need to address it the best that we can.
Thank you, Debbie. At this time, we need a motion to approve.
So real quick, this is Natalie. I just wanted to, I thought you were going to ask for other comments, so I was waiting for you to ask that. So I agree with this resolution 100% and everything that Debbie said. And what I would say is this is going to continue to be an enormous problem. The state of accessibility in K-12 is literally atrocious. Even the school districts that want to do the right thing are kind of have their hands tied behind their backs, because when they go to the market to look for products, every single product that's available on the market is inaccessible. So the just as it has been in higher ed, the approach in K-12 is going to have to be multi-pronged. So a piece of that is research. So I'll take this opportunity to let you all know that if you hear of any parents or kids who are dealing with this issue and might be willing to talk to somebody about it, one of the big strands of my research is actually specifically this, accessibility issues in K-12 related to technology. So if you hear about that, give me a holler. I would love to talk to people, but also this is a big issue. So we're going to have to work on this on many levels. I mean, even the lab schools here at ISU have just adopted some very inaccessible technology. So yes, we absolutely need to do this. I support it. That's all I got.
Well, thank you for that comment.
Thank you,
Natalie. We appreciate it.
Looks like we have a couple raised hands.
With our hand raised. Let's see here. just sent, Kathy just sent me a request to unmute.
May I, am I seconding the motion or making the motion? What am I doing? Either one, whatever you need. Debbie, did you make the motion, I thought?
No, I didn't make a motion. I just wrote the resolution. But I will be happy to make a motion.
Yeah, it looks like we have some comments.
Hi, it's Nelly. I missed the name of the person who just spoke, who said was doing research and wanted to talk to parents about accessibility. I definitely have a couple parents that would love to talk to you about it. So if you want to send me a message later.
I can connect the two of you. Her name is Natalie Shaheen.
Oh, Natalie. Okay, perfect. And this is Nelly Gamino. So yeah, I definitely have a couple parents that have issues with accessibility.
Nelly, I appreciate it.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. Let's see, do we have anyone else?
Look, we have Ayub.
Yes. Thanks. I just had a question about the issue, and forgive me if I'm a bit maybe behind or not in the loop on the entire topic, but I was wondering if we had tried to reach out to any of the major tech companies to kind of suggest a nationwide resolution for this issue, because this is no longer an issue only for the blind or only for one community of the disabled. This is a nationwide pandemic, the virus. So accessibility has become a nationwide crisis as well. And so I believe that some major tech companies might be interested in collaborating with organizations such as ours to do something about it, something major about it. So just wanted to throw this out there and see if anybody has feedback or just throw it out there.
Thank you for that comment. So here at the state level, we don't have jurisdiction to address issues of national scope, which is why this resolution is limited to the affiliate level. But there's definitely a realistic possibility that this resolution, that a similar resolution will also surface.
Thank you.
Shaheen, I can speak to that really quick if you want. I mean, I can tell you that the national office is in conversations with Google and has been for years and years. And there's also, as was announced in a press release maybe a month ago or something, in the last maybe 4 to 6 weeks, the national office has been working with Pearson for many years. Pearson is a huge provider in the K-12 space, and they're a big problem. So that's ongoing. But the movement in the K-12 sphere is slow at best. And where we see the most movement is among the vendors who also provide tech for higher ed, because there've been more lawsuits in higher ed. I wish that wasn't true. I wish people would just do the right thing because it's the right thing, but that doesn't seem to be the way that the cookie has crumbled. But you're absolutely right. It's a problem all over the country and not just for blind people.
Thank you for that update, Natalie. So we are running short on time, so we will proceed to the approval of this resolution. We do have a motion and a second. If anyone is against this resolution, please raise your hand. Now, there are some raised hands. I'm not sure if those were still questions or comments that people wanted to make, or if those were signed.
Looks like Ronza's hand was.
We can ask. Let's ask Ronza to unmute.
Hello. No, I had a comment. I'm not opposing the resolution.
Okay, thanks for clarifying that.
Okay, we're running behind on time, so we do need to...
So the resolution is approved. Back to you.
All right. So we'll pass it off to Debbie again to read resolution 2020-04.
Regarding accommodating customers who are unable to use drive-through facilities. Whereas facilities such as fast food restaurants resorted to drive-through only service because of the onset of the COVID-19 pandemic. And whereas some state COVID-19 testing facilities also operate on a drive-through basis. And whereas there have been incidents where blind and other disabled people were refused service because they were not in a car. And whereas accommodations are possible, as demonstrated by the White Castle hamburger chain, whose corporate policy mandates service to all customers, whether they drive or not. And whereas denials of service can be interpreted as violating Title III of the Americans with Disabilities Act, which prohibits discrimination on the basis of disability in places of public accommodation. And whereas the Illinois White Cane Law contains non-discrimination language, including places to which the public is invited. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the National Federation of the Blind of Illinois in conjunction convention assembled this first day of November 2020, that this organization call on all drive-through facilities to work with blindness organizations to come up with ways to serve individuals who cannot access drive-through lanes because of blindness.
All right, thank you, Debbie. I just asked Jamal to unmute if he wants to say like a brief statement about it, then we'll, if there's any questions or comments from the floor, we'll take a few of those and then we'll call for the motion. Jamal?
Here? This is Glenn. I don't know if you confused me with him, but I was asked to unmute because I had my hand up. I was just going to move to approve.
Okay. Jamal. Okay. We'll give Jamal just a second. Excellent. Looks like we got some hands up. Steve, I'm going to ask you to unmute.
Do I unmute? Am I unmuted?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I second the motion, and so we can proceed now with discussion, since Glenn moved it already.
Okay, awesome. Thank you, Steve. Looks like we have a hand up from Sydney.
Excuse me?
Yes.
Okay, so my question is, what does it mean when you're saying you're approving resolution? By the way, I'm not opposing this, but what does it mean when you're saying you're approving and opposing resolutions? Can you explain what that means?
So when we approve resolutions.
What did you say?
You might have to mute her while you answer the question.
Yeah, there's some background. Where is she? All right. When we approve these resolutions, they're enacted as policy for the state affiliate. So that's what those mean. If someone wants to correct me if I said that wrong, please do so. Yeah, that's what it means. As affiliate members, you have the right to vote yes or no on these resolutions as well. But we do have a second. So I'm going to call, is anybody opposed to this resolution? Please raise your hand. All right. Looks like I have no opposition. And resolution 2020-04 is approved.
Okay.
This concludes the resolution. So back to Denise.
All right. I want to thank Michael and Dustin for their services as co-chairs this year. The Convention of the National Federation of the Blind of Illinois is the supreme authority of our affiliates. The resolutions that were passed today and those that have been previously passed are the policies of this affiliate. They are posted on our website as well as filed as part of our archives, and our president will be the person responsible for making sure that these policies are implemented. So that's basically a short explanation.